right, book club, day 15. We're almost halfway. Can you believe it? Crazy to think about. This has been so fun. I'm having a great time going through this book with you guys. So thank you for participating. And of course, thank you for being a Locals subscriber. You are a gift to me and to Seeking Excellence to our whole community. So thank you so much for that. Now, in today's chapter, we're going to talk about the present. This time where, as Screwtape describes, eternity and the present touch. Which time touches eternity. That's how he describes it. He says, for the present is the point at which time touches eternity. God wants us to attend chiefly to two things, to eternity and to the present, because the present is where time touches eternity. Sorry, I'm kind of a crackhead. So that's beautiful. I think about this so often, right? I love the distinction that I recently heard Patrick Beth David give, where he says that people get two things when you think either chiefly of the past, when you're living in the past, or you're living in the future. Living in the past typically gives people depression. Living in the future, so the being filled with regret, right? Thinking about the things you could have done better, what you've done wrong in your life. And then you have living in the future, which typically gives people anxiety. So a great way to get anxiety, just constantly be obsessed with thinking about the future. Not a great way to live, not a great way to be happy in life. And yeah, you don't want to do that. And so I love that. I think that's a great kind of distinction to make, where depression usually comes from living in the past. Anxiety typically comes from living in the future. So what does God want us to do? He wants us to think about eternity, but he wants us to return to the present and think about how we can enter into this present moment, where how we can be aware here, how we can be loving and holy and kind and good in this present moment, because it's all that we have. This is the only thing that we can truly control. Now, we can set ourselves up. There's something good about planning for the future, and he kind of refers to that. He says that the duty of planning tomorrow's work is today's duty. Though its material is borrowed from the future, the duty, like all duties, is in the present. All duties exist in the present because these are the things that we have obligations to do. So even planning your day for tomorrow, planning for your future, is a responsibility. It's a duty of the present time. And so the things we do now are determining our future. Not only do they determine our future, what we'll have materially, financially, relationally, etc., physically, spiritually, they also determine, the present also determines who we will be in the future. The decisions we make, the actions we take, the things we think, the things we say, determine who we will be, the person we will become. We are piece by piece building the man or woman that we will be over time. And so he says that God does not want us to give the future our hearts to place our treasure in it. The devil does. The devil wants you to place all of your heart, all of your treasure, all of your goodness, your hope in the future. I think of this a lot with certain people that I know, and I've struggled with this at certain times in my life, especially when I was in the Army, of thinking that once I get to this point in my life, I will be happy. This is like when you're a teenager, right? We all do this when we're kids. When I'm 16, I have my driver's license, then I'll be happy. When I am 21 and I can go to the bars with my friends, then I'll be happy. When I am, you name it, right? Whatever the thing is, the life achievement. When I'm out of high school, finally, I'll be happy. When I'm out of my parents' house, finally, then I'll be happy. You know, we just kind of go on and on and on. It's always down the road. There will be some time of bliss where I'll be happy. And surely there are times where you're looking forward to vacation or even graduating, right? And it's genuine. It's true that you are going to be happier once you achieve this milestone or this change, this transition. But we still have to enter into this present moment and accept and be grateful for what we have. And then prepare ourselves for the future. It's good to look forward to things, but it's not good to place all of our hope and happiness in future things and be miserable now. He says, we don't want him to be, or he talks about basically, you know, there's this pause in the war, in the world war that's going on. And he's basically getting to into the nuance of how we want to handle the patient when it comes to thinking about the future. And this is what they want to avoid. He says, if on the other hand, he is aware that horrors may be in store for him and is praying for the virtues wherewith to meet them, and meanwhile, concerning himself with the present because there and there alone, all duty, all grace, all knowledge, and all pleasure dwell. This state is very undesirable and should be attacked at once. So a couple things there. The devil does not want us to be aware that suffering could await us in the future and to pray for the grace and the strength we need to face that suffering courageously. And that's why we have to do that. We don't like to think about those things that may await us, the difficulties, the things that could go wrong. it's good to recognize those things. It's not good to let them bring about anxiety, but rather they should bring about a humility, running to God, a turning to the Lord and asking for the grace and strength we need to face those challenges, rather than constantly asking for God to avoid. I mean, we always, if you think about the saints, like you read a lot of saint stories, you start to hear that saints prayed for suffering. Like, especially the great, great ones, right? They literally would pray for suffering, which is insane. But what do? We do the opposite, right? We always pray for comfort. We always pray for ease of life. But rather, why don't we just focus today on praying for the grace we need in this present moment to be holy, to face the challenges and temptations of this next hour, of this next day. And then let's also pray for the strength that we can be molded into the type of man or woman that can face whatever challenges await us a year from now, 5 years from now, a month from now, 10 years from now, in the face. And we can remain holy, we can remain virtuous, we can grow closer to God through our suffering, through our struggles. That's what we should be praying for. So whenever you feel anxiety or worry about the future, turn to prayer, turn to God. Do not be afraid. We know that that's written in scripture 365 times. You have a scripture verse every day of the year that tells you do not be afraid. And God does not want us to be anxious or worried about the future. So let's keep that in mind. That's the work of the devil whenever we start to feel that creeping up in our hearts and in our minds. Whenever we feel that, let's turn to God in prayer and trust in Him to give us what we need to make it through those times of worry and anxiety. All right, God bless you. Go out there and be your best. We'll see you next time.